time you have a korban, any type of a korban that's possible to eat, is bora cost of litin loisasei ala kilosei. There's another special law not to eat it. And Rashi says, "Dichsiv b'nei says by noiser lo yoyekal ki kodeshu. Do not eat noiser. Why? Because it's kachim. Noiser tam ledover ki kodeshu shenifsal. It's kachim that became sul. Ukemoichen kol hakachim shenifsal. Anytime there's a love, there's an issa, like not to eat kachim, you have this extra love of kol shavah kodesh that's possible. Here, this korban oila, it's possible to eat it. Nobody has the right to eat it. So Chuyah should have another love, according to Rabbi Eliezer." So again, the Gemara answers the same question, though. Vahani mili, when do we have this special love? Heicha de kodem suloi chazi. If before noisa, like before the psul came about, there was a mitzvah to eat it. Before the whole night time, you had to have to eat it. Now, if you leave it over, there's a new love. But halacha by a korban oila, to kodem suloi nami lechazi. Even before the psul, even before you take it out of the kodshim, even before you take it out of the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible. A korban oila never has a hepatit to be eaten. So therefore, you do not have the special love of kol shavah kodesh is possible. But you know, still, the loka, there should be another malchus. The loka nami kibach the Rebbe Lezer, according to the other shita of Rebbe Lezer. The Tanya went like this. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, kol shu b'kol otiyah, any time the Torah gives a special mitzvah essay to burn it, that means b'kol otiyah, the whole thing should be burnt, like here a korban oila, there's a mitzvah essay to burn it, is he oidashens this posik, litein loisasei alachilosei, there's a special love not to eat it. So here by korban oila it applies also, that there's a love, there's an essay to burn it, it's kulei kolum, the whole thing is supposed to be burnt. So anytime there's a mitzvah to burn it, he dashes by the keteris, other things, whether it's a mitzvah or by the korban, the part that has to be burnt, if you go and eat it, you're over a separate lav. So here also, a korban oila has a mitzvah to be burnt, so there should be a lav, another malchus, if you eat it. So my instance, Einokanam, it's true, for Rava Mehai Kroa Kroma, this is one of the places, one of the five lavim. When Rava said there's a lav, he meant from this. This is the mokko we learned out, this lav. This is included in the five lavim. He needs this lav. This is one of them. Now, Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Koyein She'ochal Mechates V'yoshom Lefnei Zrika Leika. So Gidl Omer Rav says a regular Koyein eats from a korban chates V'yoshom Lefnei Zrika. In other words, after Zrika, he has a hepatitis inside the kodshim. But if he eats of Lefnei Zrika, he receives Malkus. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, that the Kohanim should eat it, that they'll have their kapora, they'll be forgiven. What does this mean? It means the acha kaporin. After they have the kapora, which means the zrika sadam. The zrika sadam, sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach, that's the gemar, that's the end of the kapora. The kapora, the forgiveness of the korban comes with the zrika sadam. So if you have the zrika, then there's a mitzvah says they eat it. So idashin liacha kaporin. But lefnei kapara loy, before the kapara, it's also teeth. Before zrika, it's also for current teeth from the meat. And therefore, lav havo mechlal asei lavu. Even though it's only an asei here, that the Torah says v'yochlu oisam hashakup abahem, but we learn out from this that the asei tidit is only after kapara. Mash mechlili before kapara, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the klal of lav havo mechlal asei. From the assay we hear the love. The Torah says to do something, so from this we hear that before this, you're not allowed to do it. See how this is called the love? Therefore, Rav Gidl Omer Rav says, there's malchus for this kohen that eats the chatis lefnei zrika. On this, most of Rava. Rava asked the question. It says in the posig, for chol behema nafresas parsa v'shesah shesa. These are the simonim of the behema Torah. The hooves are split. Shtei prosos. And also, it has to have tools. And then, malo gera, it chooses cut. The behema oisai teichlu. These are the animals that you're allowed to eat. It says clearly, lashon of oisai teichlu. So if so, we should make the drasha of oisai teichlu. These animals that have these two simonim, it chooses cut. And it has split hooves, is you're allowed to eat it. Oisai teichlu. But v'ein behema acheres teichlu. I should make a lava boba klal asay here. that from this pasuk alone I hear the law that you're not allowed to eat the other behemoths. So from this pasuk alone I hear a law for a chazir. If so, now we could garment, if it's true like you're saying, if so, what do we need the next pasuk for? The next pasuk says, as there light taichlu. There's a new love, not the chazir. Lomeli, why do I need it? Why do I need an extra pasuk to say there's a love? Natira behemoth temeya, according to you, Rav, I know it from the first pasuk. The pasuk says, oisai toichlu, only these animals that have the two simonim you're allowed to eat. From that I understand that you're not allowed to eat the other animals. So what do I need a special love for? That's the kashan Rav. But before Shemuel is, what kind of question is this? Usually we say, to be marb, another love. What's the big question? It turns out the second time to make another lav involved. Lav rolo vishne lavin. So someone answered, that's only a brechik terrorist. Usually we say the terrorist does not mean to lavin, and it's much better to dash in it for a different type of a drosha. So in other words, without you, Rav, it's not a question. We don't have such a drosha. But according to you, you're coming into problems, you're making the terrorist say to lavin. Usually the terrorist does not do this. This should be a proof that your drosha is wrong. Normally, what do I need the pasuk to say? Loisaychlu, I know it from the essay that oisaychlu. So Moshe says, Ela Rav, it's true what you're saying. Alav abo maklala say, could be you do not receive malchus. There's no malchus for that. But rather, it's like this. Ela iyit mahochiyit. If you learn from Rav, you learn like this. Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav. Rav Gidl says over in the name of Rav that Zar. She'ochal mechates v'yoshem lefnei zrika potter. He holds if a zar eats from kochim lefnei zrika, there's no malchus, there's no special law for him. He's over in Yisra Afei, but there's no malchus. My time away, the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, v'ochlu oysom ashakupa behem. That the Kohanim should eat it when? After zrika sadam, after we have the kapara. So we dash like this. Kol heichu v'karin and bay. When we dash, when we have the heter that a kohen is permissible to eat it, that means after zrika, when it's called the kapor is done, that a kohen could eat it, then ashekupavem, then karin and bay v'zar lo yochel. That's the end of this pasuk. Then we dash in that a zar. If you're not a kohen, there's a law for you to eat this kochim. But lo yochel kodesh. But v'chol heichu v'loy karin and bay. But calls the man, we do not have this rikas adam. Calls the man, the kohen has no heter to eat from this meat. Even the kohen is also to eat from the meat. Like karin and bay, the zar leyechel. We do not have the end of the pasuk, this new law for a zar to eat kochim. That's what he's teaching us. That if a zar eats from the kochim, lefnei zrika, true, there's an issue involved, but there's no law. The law of the zar leyechel boy only goes on boso after zrika. After there's a heter for a kohen to eat it, the Torah is saying a kohen has the mitzvah to eat from it, but a zar has a lav. But lefnei zrika, the lav does not apply. That was his chiddush. That if a zar eats from kochim lefnei zrika, there's no lav. Rabbi Moshe says, "Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Ishiyon, Bikurim Hanochem Akeves Ben." Not like our Mishnah. That by Bikurim, when is Bikurim mutter for Kohen to eat? That's Peshat Hanocha. When they put it down in front of the Mizbeach, after they make the Hanocha, even before Kriya, before they say the Parsha of Arami Yavidovi, still if they have to eat it. Bikurim Hanocha Makabas Ben. Kriya ain't Makabas Ben. But true, there's a mitzvah to say the Parsha Arami Yavidovi, there's a mitzvah to have the Kriya, but if you do not say it, or even before you say it, the Kohen is allowed to eat it. Say the Makabas. Not like our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, "Omiyom Reb Lozochi." The truth of Reb Lezer says like this: "Omer Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer himself said, Omer Reb Oishi, name of Reb Oishiya, Hifresh Bikurim Kodim Lechag." Let's say a Jew set aside Bikurim to bring before Sukkot. Now, if you bring it before Sukkot, there's a mitzvah Kriya. Bikurim is brought from Shavuot until Sukkot. If you bring it during that time, you have the mitzvah Kriya. So he set it aside before Sukkot. But the over alayim achag, and he did not bring it before Sukkot. He forgot. He delayed it to bring it after Sukkot. The lacha is yikavu. He's not let it right away. So the question is why? My love, mishund lemotz lemikri alayim. why she let it rot away? Because it cannot make the kriya. In other words, he holds kriya as makevis. So since you cannot make the kriya after sukkis, it's not a zman simcha anymore. After the zman simcha, you cannot say the pasha rami yovid ovid. So since you cannot do the mitzvah, it's useless. There's no heter teeth these bikurim. Therefore, just let them rot away. So now these talk about if you're going to tell me that your blessed holds kriya a makevis ben, that no, even though you do not make the kriya, like even if you bring it before sukkis, when you have the mitzvah and you do not say the kriya, still you makayim the mitzvah with the anoch alone, and after you put down the bikurim, a kohen is allowed to eat it. If so, amay yikravu. So here, even though you delayed it till after sukkis, and now when you want to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, the kohen will take it. He'll make a ma'is anocha. Just you cannot have the kriya. So if you can't have the kriya, so what? Why is it yikravu? Still bring these pellets to the Beis HaMikdash. Let's make the mitzvah anocha. And it'll be mutter for kohen to eat it. Why do you say yikavu? You have to let it rot away. Mashmah, there's no head to eat it unless you make a kriya. You yourself said kriya ain't my kevus boy. So my answer is kidu Rabbi Zeiro. Like Rabbi Zeiro, he says tiyamu Rabbi Zeiro kol haroyu lebila ain't bila my kevus boy. When you have a mincha, if somebody was menadeth to bring a big mincha, the biggest possible, so the kelim they had in the Beis HaMikdash holds 60 saw. If you have 60 saw flour and you put the right amount of oil inside it, you can make a good blila. Then it's possible to mix it up well. But if you're going to have 61 saws of flour in this pot, it's not possible to mix it up to make the blila. Therefore, it's possible. That's the cloud. So the question is, we hold by regular mincha, if you just put the flour and the oil in there, even without making the blila, still it's kosher. If the mincha is kosher without making the blila, without mixing it up, why do I say if you put 61 saws of flour in this big pot and you have the right amount of oil there, that it's puzzle because you can't mix it up? So what? Even if you don't mix it up, still it's kosher. So there it says this famous cloud that called haroyu lebila. If the pot is fit to make the blila, if it's possible to mix it up, then true, then ain't bila makabas boy. Then even though you did not mix it up, still it's kosher. As long as it has this sign in the pot, then it's possible to make the mitzvahs blila. But v'chol she'enu roi lebila, if you have 61 saws of flour, it's too big, there's too much here to start mixing it up, it'll fall over, then bila makevis boy, then the mitzvahs bila is makif. Here also, if you bring the bikurim before sukkis, that you could make the kriya, it's role for the mitzvah kriya, then kriya in makevis boy. Even though you do not say the pasha rami yevid ovi, still the heter is chal. As long as the mitzvah could be taking place, that's enough. But if you bring the bikurim first, after sukkis, where then there's not as much to make the kriya, then he holds the mitzvah kriya is makevis. In other words, the Torah says there is a mitzvah kriya. So what does the Torah say it for? It's not in vain. So he learns out that it means it has to be fit to be done. So teaching us that if you bring it after sukkis, nothing doing. You cannot bring bikurim. Bikurim never has a heter after sukkis. Since after sukkis is not a zman of kriya, then we say the mitzvah kriya is makevis boy, that there's no heter, therefore it's yikavu. But before sukkis, that it's fit to do the mitzvah, that's enough. Even without the kriya, it's okay. So it's not a kash on Rav Lezer, but that's Rav Lezer Shita. Not like our Mishnah, that kriya is Eina Makevs. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Masnilo Kid Rav Asi Yom Rav Yochanan. He learned like Rav Asi Yom Rav Yochanan, and therefore the kashle, he had a question to Rav Yochanan and Rav Yochanan. He has a stira now on Rav Yochanan. He said, where was this? Rashi says, Matlo hod Rav Lezer, Omer Rav Oishir, to Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechon. To Rav Asi, Omer Mishmed Rav Yechon. He learned this over, it just means, Rav Asi said it over, in the name of Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon is the one that said this. Comes out, Rav Yechon also holds that Kriya is not Makif. So when I ask the question, I have a Kashon, to Rav Yechon, Ad Rav Yechon. Well, me, Omer Rav Yechon, Bikurim HaNocha Makevis Ben, Kriya Ein Makevis Ben, is it true what you're saying? That Rav Yochanan said this, that by Bikurim, once you put it down in front of the Mizbeach, that's the matter. You can eat it. You do not need the Kriya, is that true? Ivor boy mene Rabasi Rav Yochanan. Rabasi himself asked the question from Rav Yochanan. Bikurim me'ema sai mutar makanim. at what point is the Bikurim mutter for Kohen to eat? There's an Issa Tita before a certain time. At what time is the Heter? The Yomalei, Rabbi Yochanan said like this, Haruyin Lekriya Mishakor Aleyen. That if you bring it before Sukkis, that there's a mitzvah. Kriya, it is Makiv. You have to wait until you have the Kriya, until he says the Pasha of Arami Yevadovi. But Vashain Rule Kriya, if it's after Sukkis, it's not fit to have the Kriya. Then he said, Misharo Pnei Abayis, as long as it comes inside. So Rashi learns, Mishayichnu Suli Azara, when you bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, V'hanocho Lemakevas Klau, and the Hanocha is not involved, you do not need the Hanocha. Like, it's either. Either it's a Zmana Kriya, and then the Kriya is Makev, or else it's after Sukkis, that there's no Kriya, then as long as you bring the Bikurim inside the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Heter. So who is the Stira? Before Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rabbi Asi, that Bikurim is always the Hanocha is Makev, and not the Kriya. And here he doesn't bring down Hanocha at all, and the opposite. He says if it's Roy for Kriya, Kriya is Makev. So when it says Kasha, Kriya, Kriya, there's a Stira in Kriya. By us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kriya is not Makev. And here Rabbi Yochanan says, Kriya, where you have the mitzvah to say the Pasha of Arami Yevadovi, it is Makev. The claims also Tita before Kriya. And Kasha, Anocha, Anocha. Before he said, what's the Yika is the Hanocha. And here he says, no, that after Sukkot, that there's no Kriya, you know what's Makev, bring it inside the Pnei Abayis. As long as it comes inside, right away the Kohen's Mutter, even before the Anocha. And before he said, no, you need Anocha. So it's a theory of Yechanan. So it's like this. Kriya Kriya Lakasha. There's no stira if Kriya is Makiv and not. Ho Rebbe Shimon, Ho Rabbonin, and Echanami. When Rebbe Yechanan said over this last Gemara, that Kriya is Makiv, that's the Kohen's Rebbe Shimon. Like we had in our Mishnah. Three dashes, the extra posik. That Bikurim, before you have the Kriya, it's not satidit. That's according to Rabbi Shimon. And that he said before, Kriya is not the Makiv, that goes according to Rabbanan Shita. So therefore it's not a fear in Kriya. But all that Hanocha, Hanocha, it's also Nami Lakashia. Or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. That's the Makhlekesh of Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether you need the Hanocha, whether the Hanocha is Makiv, or maybe even the Hanocha is not Makiv. It's enough just to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. Zemara says, where's this Rabbi Yehuda? My Rebbe Yehuda, where's Rebbe Yehuda? The Tanya will learn like this. There's a coin to Rebbe Yehuda, Hanokh is not Makiv. So when Rebbe Yehuda said, the Hanokh is not Makiv, just Rias Pnei HaBayis, that's going according to Rebbe Yehuda. Why? The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Yehuda Reimer, V'hinachtoi, put it down, Zutnufa. In other words, it's a question, if this word V'hinachtoi means a Maisa Hanokha, and then it would say it twice to say that's Makiv, or no, Vinachta means Zutnufa, means lifting it up. Atwe, you're telling me Zutnufa means to lift up the Bikurim. Oyeno, maybe El Hanocha Mamish, maybe when the Pasuk says Vinachtoi, you should put it down. It's the Mitzvah's essay to put down the Bikurim in front of the Mizbeach. So the Tanakhama says no. Kishuayme Vinichoi, when the Pasuk later says Vinichoi, put it down, Hare Hanoch Omer. That's the Mitzvah of Hanocha. If so, Romani, Mekayim, what do I do with the Pasuk of Vinachtoi? Zu Tnufa. This is a Tnufa. So this according to, this is the way of Yehuda Dashins. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hanoch is not Makiv, because we do not have two Psukim to make Hanocha. The second one, Vinichoi, that's the Mitzvah Sefer to put it down. But the first word of Vinachtoi does not mean the Mitzvah Hanocha. It means Tnufa. And we know by Kochim, it's only Lakiv if it says it twice. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he dashes the first word Vinachtoi for another mitzvah of Tnufa, lifting it up, but not putting it down in front of the Mizbeach, we do not have two psukim for the Anocha, therefore Anocha is not Makiv. Therefore, when Rabbi Yechanan said, it's enough for Rias Pnei Abayis, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as the Bikurim comes into the Beis HaMikdash, you can eat it. That's what's Makiv. The mitzvah Anocha is only a mitzvah L'Katchila, and it's not L'Ikuvah. Now the Gemara explains, O man tana the polygalet Rabbi Yehuda, but who's the other shita? Like the first price we had in that Rabbi Yechanan said, that Anochi is Makiv, who's that shita? We have Lezer ben Yaakov, it goes across with Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya will not like this. The Pasuk says, And when you bring Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, so the Kohen takes the basket from your hand. So Limud comes to teach us ala Bikurim Shetumah Tanufa. Dibur Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. These are the words of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. When it says the Kohen takes it miyodecho, this teaches us the mitzvah Tanufa. There's the mitzvah to lift up the Bikurim Nesunsi. So it comes out, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the mitzvah tnufa is from the word miyadecha. If so, what do we do with the first pasuk, vihinachtoi? We do not need it for tnufa, but rather vihinachtoi means literally, put it down. So according to him, the Torah says it twice, to put down the bikurim, therefore according to him it's likuva. That calls the man, you do not put the bikurim down in front of the mizbeach, there is no heter for kohen to eat it. That's according to Blessed Ben Yaakov. That the word vinachtoi is not for tnufa, but rather likuva, that the mitzvah sanoch is likuva. Now, my time with the Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, how does he see the mitzvah tnufa? That there's a mitzvah to lift up the basket when you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. How do we see it from this pasuk of Lokach HaKohen Atenem Yodecha? It only says the Kohen should take the basket from your hand. Where do I see there's a mitzvah tnufa to raise it? So Mor says, ask the next Gzeira Shava. Yad Yad Mishlam. I learn now from the Pasha of Shlomim. Sivoka says over here by Bikurim. Punakachto HaKoin Atenem Yodecha. The Koin takes the basket from your hand. Uksiv it says by Shlomim Yodiv Tibiyanu as Ishi Hashem. Your hand should bring to Korbin. So Makan Koin, just like over here it means the Koin. It says V'lokach HaKoin Hatena. The Koin takes the basket. It has to do with the Kohen. Is after Halim over there by Shlomim also, the Kohen, the Kohen's involved. And Mal Halim, just like over there, it says, Yodah Tzvienu means the Bailim, means the owner. Is Afkan Bailim. Here also by the Kurim, you need the Bailim involved with the Mitzvah Tanufa. So it's coming out by the Mitzvah Tanufa, we have two people involved. The owner, the Bailim, and the Kohen. We learn out one from the other. Shlomim from Bikurim. Hakeit said, how do we have both? Neniach Kohen Yodov Tachas Yad HaBailim. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the owner. Umeinath, and they lift it up together. So kids, so that's the mitzvah tznufam. So according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, from the apostolic V'lokach HaKohen Atenem Miyodecha, from the word Miyodecha of Gzeira Shava to Yodov from Shlomim, that's the mitzvah tznufa. Therefore the apostolic before V'hinachta is extra Legufei to teach us that the mitzvah hanoch is liakev, that there's no hefted heat from the Bikurim before you do the mitzvah hanoch. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So that was the pshat of Yechon also. There's no spirit of Yechonon. One goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, hanoch is not makif, just a rias ne abayis, and one goes according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, hanoch is makif. Omar Rova, Bar Ado, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Bikurim.